This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Former big leaguer Matt Clement joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. We love talking to him on Wednesdays. Hi, Matt. How's everything?
Everything's going good. NBA is down to the last day or two here to see who gets in these playoffs. They've been exciting games and historic performances. And we got the MLB trying to roll along with teams that have 5 games in and other teams that have 16 games in, but we're still playing.
It's nuts. Somebody scores 60 every night in the NBA, though. It's incredible. But let me ask you a baseball question that's kind of rekindled. And I don't know why it has, but I guess it has over the past weekend or whatever. If you win this championship, this 60 games, then go through the playoffs, and at the end of it, you're standing in your World Series champion. As a player, and people could debate this as writers or as fans or whatever, as a player, when you retire and you're done and you're telling your kids or whatever, is there an asterisk or are you just a champion?
You're a champion. You're a champion. It's when you're playing against the best in the world, if it's a 60-game season, a 10-game season, a 162-game season, whatever it may be, you know, obviously it's different circumstances this year, but there's different circumstances every year. Things can happen, and, you know, you could talk about the Raptors last year in the finals just because, you know, Durant and Thompson went down doesn't mean there's an asterisk beside it. Now, people can talk about it, but they still had a great accomplishment last year. So things happen in different ways just because it's a shortened season. I mean, it's too hard to win. It's too hard to win a World Series ring to say that I'm not a champion. I'm going to put an asterisk beside it. Other people can say what they want. I personally wouldn't care if I was the winner.
Matt, we keep saying over and over again, it's going to look weird, but if we want baseball, this is what it's got to be. But with the 7-inning doubleheaders that a lot of these teams are having to play now to get as many games in as possible, and I imagine if the Cardinals ever get back to playing, they'll play a ton of those 7-inning doubleheaders just to try and get games in. Does that lend itself to, down the line, perhaps those teams, especially if they get to the playoffs, having fresher back end of the bullpen arms because they're simply not going to be going to them as often?
See, I think it's going to work in the reverse, because I saw it's either the Cardinals or the Marlins have to play like 50 games in 41 days or something to get the season in. Mm-hmm. And to me, you're going to be using so many arms, whether it's, you're only cutting off two innings of some of those games. That means these relievers are having to, and we're not in peak performance mode of spring training either coming out of this. I think it's a huge disadvantage to them, because those guys are going to have to be, you know, to play that many games. The MLB season is a grind, and you're still traveling to different places and doing different things. And I just think it'll wear down bullpens, which, again, I've said since the first day we've talked, bullpens are the key to winning this World Series this year, in my opinion. And it's just going to wear these guys down. Have to come out every day. You see more starters going on the 10-day IL or whatever they're calling it now, with injuries and things and bumps and bruises and trying to survive this, just because it's, you know, the small spring training ahead of time. So I feel like it's going to be a really tough grind for these teams to miss so many games, in my opinion.
Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. We saw the collision the other day, Philip Evans and Gregory Polanco down the right field line. When you were playing, what's the worst thing that you saw? Or what's the one you were like, oh my gosh, that guy is bad. He's in a bad way.
Well, it's funny. I was talking to my sons the other day about when Kyle Farnsworth basically charged Paul Wilson when he hit him, and and he speared him at home plate, and I thought Paul Wilson was in a bad way in that spot when he just kind of looked at him funny. But the one that was probably the most scary and career threatening that I was a part of was when Mark Pryor ran into Marcus Giles running the bases and landed on his shoulder. And, you know, ultimately, I don't think that's what ended Mark Pryor's career as far as, you know, he was one of my great good friends as far as what stopped him. But it really was a scare because it was in the middle of our pennant race and everything else. And he landed on his right shoulder, and this was the franchise. This, you know, he was the equivalent to the Scherzer and everybody else at a younger age right now, or Gerrit Cole, we'll say. He was the equivalent to that when that happened with him running the bases. So that was one of the scarier things. It wasn't as scarier, I guess, as far as like that collision was.
But Giles get knocked out too in that collision? Both guys were out, right?
Yes, yeah. You know, Mark didn't get knocked out. He got knocked out of the game and came off holding his right shoulder, and the whole city of Chicago was holding their breath at the time, and Giles got injured also because he got hit in the head, I believe, when he ran into him. So, you know, off the top of my head, not prepared for that question, that would be the one I remember. But I'm sure I remember some collisions and some different things that happened that were definitely scary, like outfield collisions and different things that I witnessed, you know, being on the bench.
Matt Clement with us here on the Fan Morning Show. As we talk about the legitimacy of the season and whether you're a champion or not, and what about evaluating players, which, again, for a team like the Pirates anyway, is the most important byproduct of this season, because we can see already they're not going to the playoffs and they're not championship caliber. How do you, if you're Ben Cherington, if you're Derek Shelton for that matter, how do you evaluate what these guys are doing? Can you fairly evaluate it in such an odd window?
You know, that's a great question, and you know, you have to, right? I mean, you're in a situation right now, I think 3-13 or 3-11, one of the two, and you're trying to figure out where you are and what you're trying to get to, and that's all you can do at this point, right? Is start to maybe string some wins together, see what happens out of it, and evaluate your young talent to figure out where you're going to go with it next year. What pieces are you know, fit and what don't, and it's a shame the Evans injury came because he was showing some promise from somebody that I don't know if everybody expected to see some promise from. And you hope that some of these guys, you know, have some good seasons or some good finishes. I always say it's not how you start, it's how you finish as a player and as a team, right? So, you know, some of these guys can finish strong, and you know, let's see. You know, I think, like, seeing what Polanco is able to do here, is this somebody that they continue to invest in or they move on from? I'd love to see he has so much talent. I'd love to see him finish this last set of games, these last 40 games or whatever it may be, with just, you know, a great run and hit 300 and have a great number. And I think it helps the hope of the Pirates too. When you have that with some young players that are going to be in their second, third year or fourth year, you know, you can build something around that. So I think there has to be evaluation or you're just going through the motions. And, you know, Ben Cherington's as good a GM as there is around. So, you know, he's doing that along with Shelton, and they're figuring things out as they go along.
Matt, this is where you're so good. I want you to answer this question because, again, nobody can take us inside like you can because you've been there, and especially in a situation like this as a former starting pitcher. Brian Reynolds was so good last year, and now he's fallen off. He's hitting like 189. Is there a chance, or is this just stuff that fans say? Could he have, like, ambushed the league last year, and now teams have found a way, and the book is out on him, so to speak, and people have a different game plan, and he just surprised people last year? How does that work from a tactical situation that a pitcher's now attacking Brian Reynolds? Is the league caught up to him, I guess?
Well, I wouldn't say in this small of a sample size the league is caught up to him. But, you know, I always paid attention. It was, you know, a quick story. When I was playing, there was a young outfielder with the Cubs, and I got traded over there. And I kind of initially I was going to the bullpen when I showed up in Chicago as soon as Mark Pryor was getting called up. And established myself, had a good first half of the season. There was a young player that was complaining a lot on the bench about why he wasn't getting a chance to play every day. And if he got a chance to play every day, he'd be this, that, or whatever. And I remember Delino DeShields sat there one day, and I was kind of just trying to find my way still, and said, this league figures you out. When you've been here like 2, 3, 4 years, and you're still putting numbers up and you're still establishing yourself and you're getting better, then you've kind of made it. And I thought about that, and he actually pointed to me during the thing, which I'm thinking to myself, wow, I'm not worthy of that from the line of the shield. And it was a compliment. But, you know, I think back on my career, and there was multiple times, like at the beginning of my career, I killed right-handers with my sinker and my slider. But left-handers are batting 300. I had to figure out how to get left-handers out, so I got a four-seamer away. And then I couldn't get the ball on the other side of the plate, so I had to come up with a backdoor cutter. And constant, you know, unless you're Greg Maddux, who's still tinkering and doing different things like that, and the elite, you're constantly tinkering to change your game to keep up with the league because they're trying to keep up with you and figure you out. So in the case of Brian Reynolds, I feel like, first off, you know, there's no bigger fan than me of Brian Reynolds because he's so important for Pittsburgh, that good young player that you can build around. And to get off to a tough start, it's not surprising because, you know, there probably is a different game plan and this is different circumstances. Some people are going to show up from this in the middle of the season without the normal spring training and be guns a-blazing, and some people are going to come in this situation and have a tough start because it's just a different circumstance. I think that, you know, from my perspective, it's so small of a sample size to know if that's happened, but there is constantly, like, you know, when you're coming to Pittsburgh right now and you're the next team at the Cincinnati, you just said they're playing next. When they're going to Cincinnati to play this game, when they're in that pitcher's meeting, they're talking about how we're getting Brian Reynolds out and how we're getting Josh Bell out. And the other thing that really works against those two guys is right now, you know, when you don't have a lineup around you that is as strong or major league proven, you know, it's not like, you know, they're figuring Cody Bellinger out. But there's also Justin Turner and Muncy and all these other guys that are hitting 30, 40, you know, Mookie Betts around them. When you're the focal point of what everybody's trying to stop every night, they're going to pitch you closer. They're going to try to make less mistakes. And everything else. And I think that's, you know, they're all factors in that story. And, maybe Brian Reynolds has to make an adjustment on what they've done. Maybe he doesn't. The story's still to be told this early in the season.
Matt Clement, Matt, we thank you so very much. That's great stuff. Great insight, as always, to take us inside. Real quick, you got 10 seconds or so. Who is your NBA? You're so into this NBA. Who's your NBA champion right now? Who you got?
I'm going with the Clippers. I think that especially if Portland gets that eighth seed, which it looks like with what Damian Lillard's basically doing by himself, I think it's going to be a tougher matchup for the Lakers first round with Portland. I think they're going to beat them. I think everybody thinks that Portland's going to walk all over them and come in and beat them just because LeBron's not losing that first series. You know, I just think it's going to give the Clippers a little bit of an advantage with a little bit of rest maybe. And I hate to be a bandwagon guy, but I really, on the other side, I kind of like what Toronto looks like right now. I think that they're although I'm a big Brad Stevens Celtics guy, I think that Toronto is going to be a tough out. And there's, you know, they're as a high school basketball coach, they're the definition of like team and everybody doing it together. So I'm excited about the playoffs in general.
It's odd that you're a Brad Stevens Celtics guy. It doesn't look at all like he could have played at Butler. Like Butler, Pennsylvania. I mean, not at all. Not at all like he could be from Lindora.
Yeah, he might have spent a little bit of time in the hotel. Lindora Hotel. Yeah,
perhaps. All right, thanks, Matt. We appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
Okay, thank you.
We'll see ya. Oh, great stuff. Great. When he says that, Chris, about Reynolds, is it a case of the league pushing back? Or is it simply a case of, we can invest all our good pitches on Reynolds and Bell, and we know that the rest of the lineup probably isn't going to hurt us that much.
Yeah, and maybe that's the reason Phillip Evans was getting so many things to hit. Maybe that's the reason Eric Gonzalez is getting things to hit, because they're expending all that energy on the top third or top half of the lineup.
Or even, so what if those other two guys hit? No one's going to kill us. Like, it's just not an insulated lineup beyond those two guys. And if you get them out, then it's clear sailing. It's just great insight from Matt every single week. Really great stuff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.